All right, so everything's making sense now. I'm not sure what I'm going to say in this message, but I got 10 minutes or less to do this. Some people are just not spiritual. Or they're in kindergarten, put it that way. Some people are in kindergarten, and they're, you know how some people are stunted in growth? They stay stunted in spiritual growth. And they're not going to rise up. No matter how much you squeeze, and turn, and push, and coerce, and speak the truth, and yank, and show, and reveal. No matter how much you reveal, no matter how much you show, they're just going to stay in kindergarten. And they're going to talk about you because you have done the work, and you're spiritual. They're going to talk about you because deep down, the spirit, the anti-spirit, deep down, the flesh is jealous of the spirit, right? So they're just babies. They're kindergarten, and they'll never. I don't know if they'll ever break out of it, but after so many years, you finally just give up, you say. They don't even see their own patterns. They can't see their own demise, really. It's demise. If you're not growing spiritually, you're not, there's no such thing as stagnation. You're either going down or going up. I got these people that don't know about right turn on red, evidently. There's unbelievable. Don't even know that there's a right turn on red. Anyway, dealing with slow pokes in front of me as I'm talking about slow pokes spiritually. Spiritual slow pokes. And if you got a slow poke, just go around them. If I have a slow poke on the highway or on the road, you go around them and you look back in the rearview mirror and you leave them behind because they're going to try to pull you down. In some ways, it makes you stronger. And in other ways, it makes you look back and say, thank God I didn't stay stagnated, and thank God he pulled me up and pushed me higher. Thank God he called me to a higher calling, because they're not happy people. They're not content people. They're not they're not thankful in the small things, you know. You could see that they live in fear and doubt and worry and all that stuff. And they're easily controlled. A lot of them are easily controlled, you know. They want to control you, but they can't because you're free in Jesus. And they think that you're like everybody else, and you're not. So they really want to bring you under bondage to their insanity. They will not follow anybody but their craziness. And so they won't follow you, but they want you to follow their craziness. And you're like in graduate school, or you actually wrote the book. They're still in kindergarten. They're in spiritual kindergarten, and you're up there writing books for them to learn from in kindergarten, you know, in elementary school, in high school. You've written the books that for their next level of transformation, and they're still studying kindergarten books. They're not even in high school or elementary school. You've actually written the college books for whenever they get there, but it don't look like they'll ever get there. Maybe when they retire, or maybe when they have, but usually the Bible talks about seek God while you're young before the evil days come upon you. Look for God while you're young before the evil days come on you. I just saw a tag that said CCN. I got a tag in front of me that says 33IP. 33 showing up in my holographic experience. You're not judging them. I just see a 5555, whatever that means. And so you're not judging anybody. You're just thankful to God that He pulled you up out of that insanity, that Jerry Springer show. It's just Jerry Springer, and there's never any peace. They have no peace. And they're always looking for fun, looking to have some fun. Fun, 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 you know. It's all about fun. And if you look the word fun up, you'll see it's not a good word. It's distraction and it's foolishness. The word fun is just foolish. They want to have some fun. Fun, 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 fun. Foolishness. Fun, 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 fun. Foolish. The reason these flesh creatures create a network, I don't care if it's a Freemason network, Jesuits, I don't care if it's a witch network, I don't care if it's a Wiccan network, I don't care what kind of network they create, is because they know how weak they really are, and they have to have other people to vampire off of, and there's always a queen bee trying to rise up in those material realm systems. And so whether it's a corporation, whether it's a church, a 501(c) church, or whether it's anybody who's in a system, they're trying to rise up and get a bunch of flying monkeys to support their insanity. And so their insanity is what? The flesh mind, the machine, the material realm, matter. What's the matter? Matter. If somebody ever asks you, what's the matter with you? Matter. The snake eating itself, they won't even know what you're talking about because they haven't done the work. And they probably never will. If they are saved by a thread, when they get to heaven and get a new body, then they'll say, oh, now I know what you're talking about. But if you have the mind of Christ, the Bible says you do, and the Bible says you know all things in Christ that pertain to what's going on down here, then you know all things, what's going on down here. It's just a snake. It's the creation. It's the creation eating itself. So when the Bible talks about they compare themselves with one another, that's the snake eating itself. I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. I make more money. I have better clothes. It's the snake eating itself. They haven't even got on level one yet, and they're still down there comparing themselves with each other in the natural. In the spiritual, if you are saved, you're equal, but there's still levels. I don't even want to call it levels. There's still ways of looking at life that, because they're so still, you got the natural man, the carnal man, the spiritual man. So the carnal believer is still looking at life through the natural eyes. And as soon as they get that spark, as soon as that spark, they just start to rise up. Just like the balloon in the bottom of the pool. As soon as you throw a little bit of air in that balloon, it starts to rise up off the bottom of the pool. And so it's not levels per se and spiritually, but it's just like, that's the only way to explain it to an average person. Because that's all they think is levels. works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. You got to work hard, level up. Ranks, grades, you got to make the perfect grade. Ratings, you got to get your ratings up. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. Works, levels, ranks. That's all they think. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. That's all they're thinking about. The 3D, level up. But there's a spiritual level up, but that's really not levels. It's just becoming a new creature. And each day, each moment, you become more spiritual. You become a new creature. And the things that you used to think, you don't think anymore. The things that you used to say, you don't say anymore. The way of living, you don't do anymore, because it's not who you are. It's not about levels. It's just about a new creation day by day. And so most people are stuck on that kindergarten level because they're still looking at life through the natural eyes instead of the spiritual eyes. And you stick your hand down there, like as Galatians 6:1 says, you stick your hand down there to pull them up, but you can't really do anything but maybe two fingers. Instead of sticking your hand, maybe put two fingers. Grab these two fingers, because if you go down there with them, you'll fall into the same trap that they're in. It's easy to fall back. It's hard to get back out of that miry clay, but once you really know it, it's just a process. Just a matter of cycles, and you're back to normal. And so you stick your hand down there, two fingers, grab my two fingers and rise up with me. Get out of that natural way of thinking. Think spiritual. Start thinking spiritual. And there's a Spark car, a Chevrolet Spark in front of me. It's fine. They're masters of 3D manipulation, but they're not masters in the spiritual. Natural man, carnal Christian, spiritual Christian. I think to be spiritual, you can't be afraid of the pain. The pain of leaving people behind, the pain of struggling and going to the birthing in the new creature. The baby cries and comes out of the womb, you know. You can't be afraid of the old life being dead. You've got to die to the old ways of thinking, die to the old habits, the old mindsets. You can't be afraid of the pain of leaving behind people, places, or things. The comfort zone, the baby has that little piece that they put in their mouth. What is it called? I forget. They put that thing in their mouth. I forget what I'm trying to remember what it is. You got to leave that behind. The little bait, they give them, what is it called? Pacifier, is that what it's called? You got to get rid of that. You got to spit that out. The pacifier. You got to be willing to push to the next level. Endure the pain, endure the hardship. Because the birth to each level spiritually is a little bit harder than the previous level, because there's a lot of changes going on in the mind, the heart, the spirit, the will, the emotion, the intellect. There's a lot of changes. And most people are not wanting to go through that process. You can't be afraid of the pain, I can say that. You might have to leave family, friends, jobs, cities, whatever. If you're afraid, you'll never grow.